to The Vibe You're In
with Michael Santana and Will Molina. Welcome to episode 32.
32.
32 episodes. We are climbing.
We are.
It's so cool.
We're maturing.
Maturing. If you're a first-time listener, thank you for joining our show. The Vibe You're In is a soulful elevation of mind conversations that encourage the discipline of purposeful thinking.
Thinking.
Hosted by Michael Santana and myself, Will Molina. That's right.
Welcome.
Welcome, exactly. And if you are a listener every week, thank you for your support. We really appreciate it. So all of you, hit that subscribe button.
Hit that button.
So you do not miss another episode. Thank you to our sponsor today, Froggy's Party Pad.
The Enchantment Room, and you can reach them at froggyspartypad.com and also theenchantmentroom.com.
And because of your sponsorship, we have our super producer, engineer extraordinaire.
Short Fuse.
Short Fuse, always making us sound amazing.
Short Fuse.
Today's topic, like all the other topics, is a good one. You're going to enjoy it. It's something that everyone possibly has in their pocket. It's something that drives a lot of people, but we're going to kind of put a little spin on it and try to understand what it is. Today's topic is what, Mike?
Today's topic is none other than money.
Money, 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 money.
Money.
Yeah, I love that high note. So today we're talking about money and in general prosperity, I would say abundance.
Sure.
But basically money, we're going to talk about how people perceive money. I know I myself in the past had, with my upbringing, I was always told money doesn't grow on trees and what do you think, we're rich and you'd better save and pinch and all kinds. So I grew up with that. So
yeah, that's the non-abundant mentality.
Right. It's a mentality of lack, limitation. And that's what we want to do away with. Right? We talk about thinking all the time.
Well, it's easy enough to say those phrases. It seems like they just come out of people's mouths, but in reality, it's not. You control what you can make, ultimately, and there's so much of it.
There is. Life is abundance. And that's what we want to talk about today. So money, in terms of how you see it, it's not something to fear, and it's not something to say that you want.
Right.
Now, what do we mean by that? Well, if you say you want it, that means that you think you don't have it. If you say you want it, that means you're coming from a place of lack. So what we want to say is that we already have it because we picture it the way we want to see it. The same way we say that we make our own economy. So how do we do that? We visualize what we want, and then we get up and we get to work watching how it came to fruition. We already know what's going to happen as soon as you visualize it, right? What you focus on expands. So what is money?
You mean the definition of it?
The definition of money.
According to the dictionary, it's a current medium of exchange in the form of coins and banknotes, coins and banknotes collectively, or the assets, property, and resources owned by someone or something, wealth.
That is what we're talking about.
Right. The second one. Numero dos.
Numero two. And number one. Because it's a medium of exchange.
Sure.
And in order for money to even mean anything, it has to be an exchange. You have to put it to work. Money has to go to work. And so right away off the bat, what we want to say is that in order for you to have money in abundance, or in order for you to reach those goals that you have of money, you have to realize that the reason that you have the money is so that you can put it into circulation. Once you put it into circulation, and there's people that know, I mean, they help out, there's charitable events, that's a whole other topic, but they put the money to use. In other words, they don't go around saying I'm spending money, they go around saying I'm investing money.
Right.
If I go and I purchase something, I don't say, oh my God, look at all the money I spent on this product or this item. I say I invested into this product that I needed, I received what I needed, and the person that made it actually received what they needed. So it's an exchange. Money is an exchange, right? It's a circulation. We talk about the law of circulation all the time. So that's the way you have to look at money. It's not something you want. It's something that you already know you have, and that you have it because you're always constantly putting it in motion. It's like anything else. It has to circulate in order for it to have value.
Right. Just sitting there is not going to do anything. And certainly I think in most cases, people misconstrued what really money means. And part of what we're talking about is the fact that it's everywhere. And some people hoard it. And what happens when you hoard money? It's really not in circulation, and it's not helping anyone. And so always think about that. Always think about, yeah, maybe one person has more of those papers or those money papers that you see around than others. But certainly it's always good to be able to continue in your mind saying, you know what? Everything comes my way. As long as I see it, it's going to happen to me. So there's that element of it as well.
Right. And Bob Proctor says, you must begin to understand, therefore, that the present state of your bank account, your sales, your health, your social life, your position at work, etc., is nothing more than that physical manifestation of your previous thinking. If you sincerely wish to change or improve your results in the physical world, you must change your thought. You must change them immediately.
Now.
Right now. So it's the way you're thinking about money. That tells you whether you have it or you don't have it. It's your thinking. You have to have the thought of abundance all the time. There's plenty to go around. We talked about this before in the real estate world. If you want to focus on selling more listings or being a listing machine, you have to say, I am a listing machine, and then go out and list what you can. You don't go thinking that you're going to list every house in the block. It's impossible. There's plenty to go around. There's other people that are going to be selling those homes that you're not selling. All the time, there's always movement. And that's the key. There's always movement. And with money, it's the same thing. It has to be in motion, or there's no value to it. It all starts with your thinking, and it all ends with your thinking, which is your results.
What happens when people fear it?
It's like anything else. If you, you're either going to love it or fear it, right? And what do we say? Whatever you love flourishes, right?
Right.
And whatever you criticize moves out of your life. So if you're fearing money, you're criticizing money. Oh, look at that guy. He's getting money in such a manner that I don't know. Whatever. That's none of your business.
Exactly.
You should just say, wow, there's the money. And they're attracting it the way that they're attracting it, but that's none of our business. And the end, they're using their power of thought, and they're going to have to deal with their own karma or whatever you want to call it. But it's none of your business. So you always have to look at money in a positive light. Mm-hmm. It's a thing that you use to circulate. It's a thing, you know, money is an extension of us. Money can go where we cannot go, right? Simultaneously, on the other side of the world, you can send money. And money can speak languages we cannot speak.
That's right.
Money can help people we don't even know. And money can do so much because it's an extension of your intentions. So you're out there just circulating this money. And again, when you're out there buying things, you're investing in yourself. You're investing in the circulation of money. Money's a good thing. It's not an evil thing. Money is not the root of all evil. You know,
which a lot of people think.
They do, because they've heard it. They've been indoctrinated. They've been whatever you want. That's the way they were brought up.
It's changing your mindset to understand that in a different set of circumstances, different set of light or lights.
Right.
Really, that's what it comes down to. I just find that in most cases, it's that stigma that's been created when you were young, or a stigma that you see on TV or that you hear someone talk about. Just focus on the fact that it's going to happen. Everything's going to happen. Money will be there. The question is, how do you use it? How do you circulate it?
Exactly. Well, the first aid is the mindset, like you were saying, right? Mm-hmm. So our natural state is that we come from abundance. That's from day one.
Okay.
As soon as we come here, we come from abundance. I mean, where do we come from? Look at the earth. You know, it said that there's enough materials to build a house for everyone on the planet. If we really wanted to, there shouldn't be a shortage of housing.
There's enough money to do that.
There's enough money, there's enough material. And if there's not enough material, there'll be more material will show up. There's an abundance of everything, and that includes money. Money is just a thing. Money works for us. We don't work for money. We don't go after money. Money comes after us when we're circulating it because it wants to be circulated. You don't chase money. You allow money to show up to you at your doorstep. You get the chance to earn it, right? As soon as you have these ideas that we talk about. But the thing is to understand, number one, get rid of the mindset of lack and limitation. Throw that out the window. There's no such thing. I know some of us were brought up that way. We started off this episode by me saying that I was in that state. Even as I was studying and even as I've been reading, you know, I've been doing this for years, right? One of the hardest paradigms to take out for me was money. It was just because it was so ingrained in me. I just heard it all the time. Oh, we can't afford that. You know, saying things like that.
Muchacho, tú estás loco.
Yeah, tú estás loco. Tú sin venta, right? We can't.
You weren't the only one. That's what it is.
Right.
No fault of the folks that were raising us. It's just.
Because they heard it too.
They heard it too. And
for generations.
And some of the stuff that we're reading and we focus on now wasn't available. It was there, but it wasn't in abundance of them understanding, you know what, maybe there is a different way of seeing things.
Everyone's brought up different.
Right.
Right. And so then we're brought up with certain beliefs, which are other people's beliefs. And so you grow up and say, wait a second, what the heck have they been teaching me? You know what I mean? Like, and not, again, it's not the fault.
No.
Of our parents or their parents. It's just, that's what they were. So you're brought up with these preconceived notions of how life is supposed to be.
It's really putting yourself in the perspective that you see it one way, you've been taught a certain way, but why not consider it a different way? Why not look at it on the other side and say, well, wait a minute, this is what I've learned and this is how I was brought up. Why don't I explore the possibility that this could be something totally different?
Right.
And then after that, make your decision and say, okay, well, this makes sense or this doesn't make sense. And hopefully what enlightens you at that point, you can spread to others. And ultimately, that abundant mentality is the truth. It's like, that's going to get you to where you want to go, regardless of what it is. Even if we set aside the topic today, think about that for a minute. Whatever you really want, it's around you. There's plenty of it. You talked about being a listening machine. You talk about helping, whatever it is, whatever you do in your daily lives, it's going to be there. There's plenty of it. And money kind of ties into that.
There is. And it's the mindset of abundance, understanding that there's enough to go around. There's enough to, you have to instill that into your mind and say that every day. So again, we were always talking about affirmations and it's just starting your day. I am, and whatever it is that you want to be, understanding that money naturally comes with that. When you're doing what you love and it doesn't feel like work, you're whistling while you're doing it and time goes by. You know what I mean? And then it shows up. The money shows up. Why? Because you're in that high vibration of seeing the things that you want come to fruition because you know that that's the way it works, what you focus on expands.
Right.
Now, I still see it to this day. On higher levels, I see people that already have money, you know, more money than most, but then they are looking up to people that have even more money and they would still say something like, yeah, but I wouldn't be able to afford that. Or I can't do that. Mm-hmm. Or I can't. And those are affirmations as well. So no, you're not going to do it because you're saying that you're not going to do it. You can't afford it.
You're already starting on the wrong track.
Right. So it's the minute that you make the decision, yes, I can do that, that the things start to show up on your path to allow that thing to come to fruition. And so it's all a mindset. You have to have the mindset of abundance. You have to recognize your limiting beliefs and you will have the power to change your mind about them. We have limiting beliefs. And again, I was talking to even about myself, even after everything, even after seeing things in my life, having vision boards and having affirmations and writing down goals and being disciplined and being able to manifest whatever the things, you know, things, you know what I mean? So accept the thing with the money until I realized, wait a second, money's just a thing too. It's just a thing. You know, it's not the way you brought up. It's just a thing. You have to reverse lack and limitation into what you naturally are, which is abundance. And if you feel like, which I felt at the time when I was doing it, that I had this blockage, like I can do everything else but that. Mm-hmm. I could see my bank account this way, and then I would get it that way, and then it would drain. And then I would get it back that way, and then it would drain. I'm like, what the hell's going on? It was me. It wasn't circumstances. It wasn't the world. I can't blame anyone.
No, of course not.
It was me. I had a blockage in myself. There is no block in the universal system. The universal system is always in a state of flux. If there's any block, it's within me. And that's what I had to realize. Wait a second. I'm the one that's doing it. So then I had to say my affirmation. I now break this block inside me. And I am going to just focus on abundance and right. understand that when the money comes, it's because I'm attracting the money. The money's saying, I want to be with this guy. He's going to circulate it. He's not going to hoard me. He's not going to be afraid of me. He's going to put me to work and circulate and understand that that's the way that it works. It's the law of circulation.
You know, if you immediately put doubt in your mind, you've already created the fact that it's not going to happen.
Exactly.
You won't receive what you want.
We've talked about that, the power of expectation.
Exactly. You should get, and I know you will, expect to get what you want when you believe that you're going to have it. But the minute you start putting doubt, you're like, that's it. So unblock yourself. Start affirming that you envision what is going to show up. Do this on a consistent basis. It's all you need to think. Keep it in your mind. Believe that it's going to happen. Don't start the thought process with a negative. Start it with a positive. I am going to do that. I will. All those words that you use, all those key words that make you believe or put you in the perspective of believing that it's going to happen. Doubt kills it. Doubt removes what you want.
With all this discipline that we talk about, I was able to do this with my FICO score. I'm not going to tell you my FICO score, but I was able to do that. I wrote down a ridiculous number.
Okay.
And I envisioned it. I left it there. I actually cut it out. I went and I found, I envisioned
the number FICO score that I wanted,
which was a ridiculous score.
Sure.
I cut it. I found it on, you go to Google and you Google, whatever, FICO score, this number. And I cut it out and I pasted it on this little, I had one of my books that I fill up and then I get more books. And I had it in there and I pasted it there and I forgot all about it.
Okay.
But I knew it. It was in the back of my mind somewhere. Randomly, I forgot what I was doing, but I went to pull my FICO score or they pulled my credit. Mm-hmm. They slid the paper across the table and there was the exact number. The exact number.
Yeah, well, you envisioned it.
But I was shocked at the same time. It should be enthusiasm, not right. shock, right? But the shock was this. I could have went even higher, right?
But you set yourself in a situation.
Right. And not that it was a low number. It was a ridiculous number. But I'm like, all right, if I went that ridiculous and got that, I could have been even like dumber. And be like, dude, like this is just dumb. Like, it, you know what I mean? It's the same thing with money. So you have to picture your bank account. And if you have to go out there and create one for, you know what I mean? Like fudge one mm-hmm. and put that on your vision board and then just leave it there and understand that what happens is that your vision, whatever you're focusing on, starts to go to and through you. You start to react and you start to act in certain ways to make that thing happen. You see what I'm saying?
Of course.
Your habits change.
It's funny because we recently had some feedback from a listener and it talked a little bit about that. In a different perspective where they felt that the changes that they were making in their life was incremental. And so, yes, they had a vision of something and they wrote it down and they realized that they got to that so quickly. They got to that goal. They got to that by thinking or by removing the doubt that they can ever get to that level. And they said to me, it's amazing how if you just believe it, it's going to happen. What they didn't believe is that it was going to happen so quickly. And they realize if I just keep thinking this way, then it's limitless what can happen as long as I believe it. And really, that's what it comes down to. Yeah, in some cases, it may be incremental. It may be that you had a number in your mind and you surpassed it. Or you could have if you just thought about the other number. Sometimes for certain people, it's baby steps, like we talk about this on the show all the time.
Exactly. It all comes down to the law of abundance, right? And Raymond Charles Barker says, the universal intelligence works under a law of abundance without a secondary law of limitation. There is no law of limitation. Limitation is we make that up. And then it becomes a belief.
Sure.
And that belief system becomes instilled in you. And if it's from childhood, you know, now you've got a lot of work to do when you're older. If it's recent, because you can just turn around and start thinking the way you want. You can think however you want to think, right? So you have to realize, since you can do that, always know and understand that there is only a law of abundance. There is no such thing as a law of limitation. Limitation, we set our own limitations. And so we have to constantly think abundance.
Michael, do you hear that?
I do.
It's the restaurant of the week. And for this week, we are traveling down to Boston, Massachusetts, to a cool spot in the North End. What is the North End for some people who may not live in the New England area, Michael?
The North End is where you'll find every delicious Italian plate on the planet.
You know, when you go down there, it's really tough to choose which restaurant, because all of them are amazing.
Yeah, and they're back to back. It's amazing.
It's just it's like a stroll down smell lane.
Yes.
So today we're actually going to feature Tresca. It's an awesome Italian restaurant owned and operated by Ray Bourque, who's a famous hockey player here in Massachusetts.
I think people know who Ray Bourque is,
Just in case. But Tresca is an awesome place. Really good vibes there. Dim lighting, very romantic, but at the same time, really robust in their food. For me personally, I am a pizza guy. The pizza is really good there. But I actually like their veal parmesan. Very rich. The sauce is really, really good. The pomodoro sauce that they serve there. And it's a very, very well portioned plate. So expect to be full after you finish. Michael, what's your favorite part of the menu there?
I love the meatballs there. It's amazing. Ah. And the sauces. I love the sauces so much that I actually pick up religiously. And I have all the jars. We end up making margaritas in them.
You're a sauce guy.
This Fra Diablo sauce.
Ah.
It's amazing. You can pick it up at the...
Is it really good and spicy?
Local market. It's just right.
What's the name of the sauce?
It's Fra Diablo, but it's Tresca. So Tresca makes their own sauces. It's the executive chef, which is Richard Ansara.
Okay.
He makes an amazing sauce. So, I mean, in Tresca, you can't go wrong in the North End, but Tresca is definitely a stop that you have to make.
Interesting enough, the North End now has outdoor seating. They've expanded their restaurants to have outdoor seating in this really small street on Hanover Street. But, you know, if you want to check out a place that has awesome food, a good vibe, and not to forget, great martinis, you have to check out Tresca.
Yep.
Check out their menu at TrescaNorthEnd.com. Tresca, thank you for being the restaurant of the week.
Delicious.
So back to our topic after that luscious meal at Tresca.
Yeah.
I'm full.
Oh my God. Tresca's amazing, just so you know.
We almost forgot to mention that the dessert menu is also amazing there.
So just so you know, what we normally do when we go to the North End, not to take away from Tresca, because right. The dessert, everything's delicious there.
Right.
You can't go wrong. We save dessert for that walk. And we look
the holy walk.
Yes, and we look for a tiramisu. Or, you know, there's Mike's Pastry there and the other spots. So that's what we do for dessert.
Well, thank you, Short Fuse, for that interlude. That's going to allow my stomach to kind of come down and settle so that we can finish and wrap up this awesome topic. Michael, let's talk. Let's get right into it. Let's finish it off and tell folks what it's all about.
We're talking about money. Good God, y'all. What is it good for?
Absolutely.
Nothing, but we shouldn't be saying that.
No,
you see
what
I'm saying?
That was just a song.
That's just a song, yeah. And we cannot be talking
like
that.
Hit the brakes.
Yeah, you have to be saying that money is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're not telling you to worship money. We're not telling you to, like fall in love with money. We're just saying that you should not hate money. You should not fear money. You should not think that there's a limited amount of money. Money is in abundance. You just have to keep telling yourself that the opportunities show up. And next thing you know, it's just in your life because it knows that you're not going to hoard it. It knows that you receive it in joy and release it in joy, knowing that as you release it, it's going to come back even more.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
And you're going to be giving away even more, and it's going to come back. And by the way, talking about the restaurant of the week and talking about giving it away, one of my little pet peeves is people that say that they don't tip, or I watch them not tipping waiters and waitresses.
That's ridiculous.
I don't like that. I think, you know, I know these people work hard. Some of them work more so on the side of the tips that they're getting is what they're relying on. So, you know, and we're talking about abundance. So you should be tipping them healthily. And knowing that and releasing that money with joy, understanding that every time that you give, you're going to get back even right. more. So tip your waiter, tip your waitress. Don't be a cheapskate. Damn it.
And Michael has just told everyone, don't be a cheapskate.
Yeah.
you know what's funny though? That ties into the poverty mindset.
Exactly.
Okay. So that talks about people that are scared to dream, afraid of letting go of money. You know, it's going to come back to you. The whole tip thing. I'm the same way. These folks are working diligently to serve you. And you know what? 99% of the money they make that day for their hard work and effort is based on that. Someone that pays their bills to a minimum or the minimum due, pay it off. Get rid of it because it's going to come back. And someone that says, I wish things were different. That's the poverty mindset. We got to get rid of that because there's no other way to be in an abundance mindset if you have these things tied into your mind.
Exactly. Yeah, and the whole bills paying thing should be, you know, just pay more. Someone in the focus group, shout out to the focus group. I think it was Donna Mahoney who said, you know, that you have to look at it as an investment.
Right.
And just like we said, when you're purchasing a product, you know, when you're paying the bill, you know, if it says here this month, $29 due, you know, you put in extra because you're investing into yourself. You're getting that down and then you don't have to think about it anymore.
Exactly.
So it's an investment. There is we know this. All right, Mikey, sorry. We're going to back up right here. You know, understanding that there is an abundance mindset and then there's a poverty mindset. There's two mindsets, but there's only one natural mindset that we should have, which is a state of abundance. And through some conditioning, some of us have forgotten, again, when we started, I was one of them, that the earth that we live on is full of abundance. Mm-hmm. Some of us have forgotten that the earth that we live on is full of abundance. Right? Scarcity is a mindset. It is a thought that is globally accepted. People are in conversation all the time saying things like, you know, I can't afford it, or I can't do this, I can't, all the time. You have to reverse that. You have to get away from those conversations. You have the right to negate any type of negative thought and uncover your truth within, which is that you come from abundance.
Michael, it's the whole thing about surrounding yourself with like-minded people.
Right.
If you surround yourself with people that are saying that, guess what? It's going to influence you to continue to think that way.
Yeah, the sum total of the five people you hang around there with you the go. Most.
So if you have difficulty with this in your mind, think about who are the people that you could surround yourself with that will allow you to understand that these items are in abundance.
You know, Jack Canfield says, in his book, The Success Principles, that you should be hanging out with people that are making way more money than you.
Yeah.
It rubs off.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a conversation with Floyd Mayweather that said the same thing. He started making money and he started hanging out with people that had way more money than him. So he was like, you know, I don't want charity. I want you to show me how you did it. And it all starts with mindset. It starts with the understanding that whatever anyone else can do, you can do also.
That's right.
If I can do it, you can do it. And so it's all a mindset. So we're going to look at this right now. We have to learn, number one, if we're in this state, we have to learn how to unblock ourselves, right? So learn how to unblock yourself. Start affirming that what you envision is what's going to show up. We always say this. Mm-hmm. And we have to do this on a constant basis because it's all in your thinking. So we're going to go through a list. So Mr. Will Molina, we've talked about enough about the poverty mindset, mm-hmm. right? We've said it. People are scared to dream. They're afraid of letting go of money.
Those low tippers,
all this stuff. And people that are just wishing and hoping rather than understanding and knowing.
And knowing.
Right? Knowing, you speak into your power and the manifestations show up.
So really, someone that has an abundance mindset makes dreams come true by believing the idea to be true on the onset. The minute you think about it, you believe it.
You don't doubt it. You understand that the minute that you think about it, it's done. It's a done deal.
Releasing money with joy, knowing that it comes back under a divine law.
That's right.
So true.
It comes back overflowing.
The big tipper. The person who gives in generosity.
Is that like the big bopper?
It could be. But it's someone that says, you know what? Thank you for your service. Thank you for allowing me to spend half hour, 45 minutes, an hour on this seat in this awesome restaurant at Tresca being served by you.
And don't forget that when you do that, they are so grateful. And that energy that you're giving to them, it comes back to you again in abundance. It's not just the money that comes back. It's the feeling that you're giving someone else that comes back as well, which is
everything that's encompassed. Exactly. And it's always creating the life you want. I mean, that is the biggest one. That is the most powerful mindset or abundance mindset you can possibly create. Create the life that you want.
Right. That's the meaning of success.
There you go.
For you to be successful, it doesn't have to be like a bunch of stuff.
No.
It's just what you want, just enough. And the freedom and a freedom of action to be able to do it, pretty much.
That is true.
This is the truth.
This is the truth.
We have to understand that it's just, there's an endless ideas and possibilities.
So say it again.
So we have to understand that we're talking about endless ideas and possibilities.
Okay.
Now, Raymond Charles Barker again says, we will always have money. Because the law of prosperity is based on the perpetual circulation of God's ideas in the infinite mind. Now, we're talking spirituality here. Mm-hmm. And it all comes down to mind, body, and soul. But the law of prosperity is based on the perpetual circulation of God's ideas in the infinite mind. So what that means is that we have the ability to tap into ideas that already were. Right? We can go back and tap into the brain of Albert Einstein, mm-hmm. of Watson, or whoever the heck you want to talk
Michael
about.
Santana.
Oh, wow. But while I'm back then and now and continuing on. And even now we can tap into the brains of all these great ideas that we constantly see flowing. You know, we get into mastermind groups and we kick ideas around like crazy. Ideas are just flowing. And we have the ability to tap into ideas that are yet to be. Again, right. Via mastermind groups. And now talking about people like Elon Musk and like that. But the point is that money comes from ideas. Money is just an idea. And the minute you understand that it's the law of abundance and you start changing your mindset from a poverty mindset to an abundance mindset, these ideas start to flow in and you start to get the chance to, endless possibilities, right? Of being able to earn that money by understanding that money is coming to you because you're willing to put it into circulation.
Yes, yes, y'all. Wayne Dyer says, abundance is not something we acquire. It's something we tune into.
The vibe you're in.
So, Michael, what is today's tip?
Today's tip comes from Euripides, or is it Euripides?
I don't know. I'm going to say Euripides.
I think Euripides too.
Yeah.
Enough is abundance to the wise.
Say that again.
Enough is abundance to the wise. It's just enough. We don't have to have, there's an abundance, but we don't need to have it all. We just need to have enough to put us into freedom of action to do the things that we want to do. So enough is abundance to the wise. And that's, you know, it's when we think beyond that, that we stress ourselves out. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not enough. Like, when's enough enough? You know?
It hurts the brain.
It does, because you're constantly, so you're not enjoying the moment. You're constantly thinking about the next day. And then, oh, what's going to happen next? Oh my God, but if I don't make enough money, how about next year? No, it's constantly enough. You wake up in a mindset of abundance and it's just there. You know, if you're able to get up with a roof over your head, you've had a good night's sleep, and you know you're going to be able to eat breakfast and feed your kids and do the things that you want to do, that's enough. You don't have to be fretting and worrying about the next step, because you know that you're taken care of no matter what. God is my supply, by the way.
Nice.
So listen, life works under a law of circulation. We have to embrace this idea. Everything is circulating, especially money. Money that is not circulating is stagnant. If you are not in circulation, then you are stagnant. Put both you and your money to work by understanding that life is abundant. There is plenty to go around, yo.
And remember this from Slavandanda. Is that how you say that person?
Sivandanda.
Ah. And remember this, a quote from Sivandanda. Giving is the secret of abundance.
You've got to give. You have to put it into circulation. You can't try to hoard it.
No.
It gets rusty. It gets dead. Can you say that? It gets
lifeless. Dead.
Lifeless.
Yeah.
You don't want to hoard. You don't want to think that people that are hoarding are thinking that there's not enough. They're living super frugal, like they're not going to ever have it again. That's when you're never going to have it again. You have to understand.
You're already projecting that you're never going to have it again.
You know, the happiest people that I know are the people that are always giving. You see it in their face, and they're always giving something to someone, and then they always have. They're never in shortage of anything. They're always giving. They always have. Listen to what we're saying. It's the law of circulation. Put the money to work. That's when the money will flow to you, because it knows that you're not going to hold on to it and kill it.
That's right. Absolutely. It's an exercise that will free your mind.
And your butt will follow.
So if you love this episode, hit that subscribe button.
Hit that button.
So you do not miss another episode. Thank you to the first time listener for tuning in and enjoying our show, or maybe not, but certainly I think you did.
Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here. For the folks that are true, the Vibe You're In fans, thank you for always tuning in. Thank you, Froggy's Party Pad, for your sponsorship.
Yes, yes, y'all. Froggy'sPartyPad.com. And don't forget, coming soon, we do have that workshop.
That's right.
It's the Raise the Vibe You're In workshop. Now, we're going to have dates and details set up, but we want you to hit us up at thevibeyourein@gmail.com if you want to be part of this workshop. Now, we already have people that have been hitting us up.
Yes.
But thevibeyourein@gmail.com. It's going to be the Raise the Vibe You're In workshop. We have some people already lined up, like Evan Silverio of Silverio Insurance and Donna Mahoney, our very own from the Focus Group.
As always, thank you, Short Fuse, for making us sound amazing.
Short Fuse.
And as we always end our episodes, we are over.
And
out.